جهيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بمكة وهو بالأبطح في قبة له حمراء من أدم فخرج بلال بوضعه فمن ناضح ونائل فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه حلة حمراء كأني أنظر إلى بياض ساقيه فتوضأ وأذن بلال فجعلت أتتبع فاه فاهنا وهاهنا يقول يمينا وشمالا هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح ثم ركزت له عنزة فتقدم فصلى يمر بين يديه الكلب والحمار لا يمنأ ثم صلى العصر ثم لم يزل يصلي ركعتين حتى رجع إلى المدينة متفق عليه. هذا أبو جهيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. I saw the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in Mecca Mukarrama when he was in Al-Abta valley in a tent made of red leather. Bilal رضي الله عنه came out with his ablution water. Some people were able to obtain just a few drops of that water while others were able to obtain much more. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then came out wearing a red suit. It is as though I see the whiteness of his calves. He performed ablution and Bilal radiallahu anhu called out the adhan. I looked at the mouth of Bilal radiallahu anhu moving this side and that side, turning to the right and the left, saying, Hayya ala salah, come to salah, hayya ala falah, come to success. A spear, anaza, was then thrust into the ground as a sutra, or a barrier, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stepped forward and performed the salat. A dog and a donkey walked past beyond the spear without there being prevented from doing so. Bukhari Muslim. As Abu Jurayfa wa Habib ibn Abdullah narrates, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah when he was in Abta valley in a tent made of red leather. Bilal came up with his ablution water. Some people were able to obtain just a few drops of the water for barakah, while others were able to obtain much more. The Messenger of Allah then came out wearing a red suit. It is though I can see the whiteness of his calves. He performed ablution and Bilal called up the adhan. I looked at the mouth, the face of Bilal moving this side and that side, turning to the right and the left, saying, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. A spear was then thrust into the ground as a sutra or barrier for the Messenger of Allah. He stepped forward and performed the salah. A dog and a donkey walked past beyond the spear without their being prevented from doing so. Bukhari Muslim. So here is under the chapter of the disability of wearing white clothes, or the book of clothing. So Rasulullah is beautiful. Sahabi says that I could see his, you know, obviously the whiteness. And Rasulullah's body was nice and bright and white. So from red, and in any exposure, there'd be nice, beautiful, illuminated, nice, bright, lovely white of his flesh and his body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the beauty of it. Then when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started salah, anaza, a spear was put forward as a sutra barrier. So this is donkeys, dogs. So there's a masla. Does anything break a salah of a person if it's to walk, if a female walks past? If the human walks past, if a dog or a donkey or animals walk past, whilst a person is performing salah, it doesn't have any effect on the salah. Even if there isn't a sutra, a barrier like this, but the person, if he walks past, a Muslim walks past, he'll be a sinner. So this is why Rasulullah said that there is always and another thing is they walk past. So that if there's people behind the imam and the imam's leading, there's only one sutra necessary for the imam, which takes cover of all the musallis behind who follow. So if the imam has his sutra, so Rasulullah had his sutra, his barrier, and is placed in front, other musallis don't need. When you're reading salah with jamaat, other musallis don't need a sutra. Each one doesn't need sutra. Huh? So if somebody... So imam has a sutra. If I start salah, there's no sutra there, the person needs to pass by, he can pass by. They don't need a barrier. So that's another masala that we learn from this. The masala we learn is also of anything passing by, it doesn't have any effect on the salat. And even if there wasn't a sutra, it won't affect the salat, but that's not right to do. So whenever a person reads salat, he should put a sutra, a barrier, or he should read in a position where the things would not pass by. And if it's the imam's sutra covers up everybody's sutra, the barrier, so that person. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was giving adhan in this narration, turning to Hayyal Salah Hayyal Farad. So this is proven from hadith too, or to the right, left, and when we mu'adhin, when he says Hayyal Salah, he turns to the right. When he says Hayyal Farad, he turns to the left. Allah enable us to fall in the fastest of the week, and use us in all places and situations. So alhamdulillah, Father's doing better, everybody's dua. Now he's 84, 83, 85, so Allah do khair. His breathing is very severe still, but alhamdulillah, because he's got the oxygen tank at home, so alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl that. But he doesn't sometimes have his sense, and he will to go to the washroom, that was not it's hard for him right now to walk or anything. But we do Allah that keep him with afiyah. Yeah. And always do khair for all of us.